702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Hey, good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist. I think the whole world was glued to their television screens yesterday through most of the day. The Queen's funeral, I mean, it was full on, right? Pomp, passion, pageantry, you name it, it was all on display as only the Brits can do.
It was splendid, wasn't it? And we kind of knew it was going to be because a lot of it taps into tradition, but the tradition changes. I mean, the last time there was a state funeral, none of the sailors pulling the gun carriage were around, or the soldiers on parade, or any of the dignitaries or the VIPs. They didn't know what they were doing. They were having to find their way too. But yes, it was extraordinary. And of course, we know that the Queen was so involved in the planning herself, there wasn't a word or a note at the funeral service that she hadn't basically okayed or thought of herself. Lots of personal touches too. There's a lot about faith in the main service, and then later a lot about her more personally, perhaps. But just the attention to detail was extraordinary, like Big Ben tolling, the Big Ben in Elizabeth Tower, tolling every minute, and they'd put a special leather pouch essentially over the hammer, so it was a muted sound, like the thing you put in the end of a trumpet, like one of those. And the wreath, which had oak leaves to indicate strength, myrtle to indicate a happy marriage, and rosemary, a sprig for remembrance. It was all there. And the card signed by Charles, in loving and devoted memory, Charles R., his own little personal handwritten thing in the wreath and so forth. It was, do you know what? It was most of all, I thought it was intense. Did you feel that? I just felt the intensity of the occasion, the pressure, which is why I think after the 5.5, 6 hours at the end of it, was it, oh, thank goodness that's over. Find me a gin and tonic, please.
It felt as if you were there in many respects, Adam. I mean, we're thousands of kilometers away, but it felt very much like a family funeral, that sense of it unending, but each moment being significant, and you just having to sort of ride the wave, as it were. That's certainly my experience of it. All right, let's go to Japan.
Morning in public like that.
Yeah, I mean, and I was in awe of the crowds and their silence at times, right? It was quite unbelievable. So many thousands of people just standing there in dignified silence. But let's move on now to Japan. A devastating typhoon there is about to make landfall.
It's ongoing, isn't it? Yeah, this thing, because, I mean, storms don't just blow over like that, and not if they're huge ones like this. It's thought to be the worst typhoon to have hit Japan in several decades. So they're talking 30-plus years. 9 million people have been told to evacuate their homes. I mean, that it just tells you right off it's hitting A, populated part of Japan, and B, it's affecting a lot of people. So we're talking winds hitting 230 kph, rain of about 400 millimeters in the next 24 hours. That's an awful lot of rain. You just measure it with your finger and go, oh, boy. It's hitting Japan's most southerly island, Kyushu, but is now spreading on into the main island. And so they're talking about extensive flooding and landslides, and people have already been sleeping overnight in emergency shelters. It's a weather event, and we keep mentioning these weather events. I mean, Pakistan has barely recovered from its own torrential rain and storms and flooding. And on we go, don't we, in our strange, crazy planet.
And talk to me, Adam, finally this morning about China's monkeypox case. They've recorded their first officially confirmed instance of monkeypox.
Although, of course, officially confirmed in some countries means that they've had it for blooming ages, and there's probably quite a few people who've had it. But, okay, I mean, North Korea, didn't they only just announce COVID? Anyway, the chief epidemiologist at the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention has come up with a little bit of advice, which has been controversial. So their first monkeypox infection case, and not to be taken lightly, it is a problem. But as he has put it, Wu Zunyu, avoid skin-to-skin contact with foreigners, or as you put it another way, avoid touching foreigners or meeting foreigners, which has instantly been labelled as racist. Comments on the original post have since been disabled, I have to say. The only thing is, when we first got the COVID pandemic, I don't think we were quite saying don't meet Chinese people, but it was getting a bit similar. How racist do we get in an epidemic of any kind? It's just a little overtone, isn't there?
Ignorance and fear, my friend, ignorance and fear. Those are the things that drive that kind of comment. We'll see how that story develops in China and what it might mean for restrictions in that country, because, of course, that will have a knock-on effect on the global economy, will it not? Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.